Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus, now featuring This Week in Dreams. Ooh. He's, no, that's not the right one. He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. Mm-hmm. Not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola, Wan Chung Harry, Che Lama, can I pet your cat?
Of course, Brandon, not here. Yes. Maybe he will. I don't know. Maybe 5 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes is a lie. It's 6,400 minutes. I don't know. We'll find out. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have a producer, Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. You can chime in about the show. The easiest way is just to go to our link tree at nerdtalkplus.com. It'll send you to our Instagram, where there's, I cannot recommend enough that you don't go to our Instagram.
Go to our Instagram.
Nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. To find that there is an uncomfortable video that was posted today, and I'm pretty uncomfortable about it.
Why
despite
are you
being
so uncomfortable? You're the one
the
who lets
Brandon
people
looks at. No, it's the way Brandon looks at the camera. It's not my.
It's
for
not
once,
that...
it's not my performance. It's the way Brandon looks at the camera that is not okay.
I like it.
No, I mean it's. I'm torn, but also the.
Did you vote yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Why not?
I almost did, but I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, who'd you vote for?
I don't know.
Who do you want to kiss, Greg?
I want to kiss either of you.
Liar.
Gravy's not an option. I also do not want to kiss him, so that's Guys, I just need a hug. I don't even want to kiss anybody. I just want someone to
give you a kiss when I give you a hug. Just a little smooch.
On the cheek, okay? I'm not
We'll start there.
I feel like I'm supposed to tell somebody. See something, say something. Like
Major League Centaurs does not have an HR department. And as this show's intimacy coordinator, I find it perfectly okay.
My bad.
For all of us to kiss.
Well, the last episode, everybody.
I'm getting business cards with that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Siege, what's going on with you in your life? Anything that is not gay?
Well, I'd really have to
not
think
that there's
about
anything
it,
wrong with that. I love when people say that. It's just that's all we've talked about now for the last few minutes. I'm in a bad things aren't going well in my personal life, and so I'm in a not great space. And so normally I would just be like, I'm gonna cancel the show and then just drink cooking wine for the night. But for some reason I felt compelled to do the show and still drink cooking wine. So
you didn't make hot dogs. I made hot dogs.
Oh man, I was right there. I had to choose between walking the dog and making hot dogs.
You could have cooked the dog.
The dog. Yeah. God, that sounds awesome. Man. Oh. Then she'd be gone. The part where I had to kill her, that part would be tough. But the part
just
where
let the tomorrow, George Foreman grill do it.
Hold still, ladybug.
That dog can't hold still anyway.
No, that's not. Yeah. We need one big ass Foreman grill for that. Imagine like a supersized Foreman grill. That's like,
oh man. That's going to be our next advertiser. Supersized Foreman Grills.
Congratulations to longtime listener of the show and full-time upset with me for how I talk, probably, Kiki, on getting married this weekend.
Yes!
She is.
Yes, she is.
What do we call that guy again?
Randy Thompson.
Randy Thompson tied the knot, and they both looked beautiful. I just want to put that out there.
They both look beautiful all the time. They could be wearing burlap sacks covered in pig shit. And they would be the most beautiful people wherever they are.
Now, the question is, which word did I beep there? Is it pig? Does it cure cancer or does it fertilize the field? Got to go back to a previous episode. I'm not sure which one to get the answer to that.
Just last week.
Yeah.
The one that you didn't post today.
I mean, it'll be up by the time people hear this.
Yeah, by the time people hear this one. So yes,
I can't keep it all together, dude. I can't. Okay. What are you doing? What's going on? I asked you a question, then we got sidetracked about.
Oh no, Kiki. Yes, congratulations to Kiki. I've been holding that in for a while. I didn't want to spill anything, which I, you know, love her to death. One of my best friends in the world. What is going on with me? That's not gay. Man, this is such a hard question. I've been trying to create new neural pathways in my brain.
To do what?
To do what? I was reading this thing. I probably passed it along to you one time or another. It was where
great.
The guy broke his arm and he was getting brain scans because he got a brain injury during a car accident or something like that. And as he was healing, the future brain scans he was getting, the doctor was like, it's crazy. You've had like so much more brain activity on this side and these, and you, like all this stuff. And
cool.
What's been happening is his masturbation arm was broken. So he's been using his other arm, his non-dominant arm, for all sorts of activities. So I decided to,
Yeah. I when Brandon gets here, let's bring this back up because I want to have a stranger week on. Let's see how many hundreds you can make. Oh. For anyone new joining us, we probably have to explain some of the jokes, and I don't really remember them very well.
I just know a Velociraptor.
It was, do you want $1 million or $100 every time you jork it? which would you rather have, I think, is what the question was.
Yeah, like $100 every time, or like 1 million.
To completion.
Yes, to completion. Yeah. Or just 1 million one time.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I'm sure we probably did some math on that. I'm sure Brandon probably immediately started typing loudly into the microphone to get some math done on that. But anyway, I'll be generous. If we do Stranger Week, it's $1.50 each time instead of 100. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So,
man, yeah, we're going to have to keep charts.
Well, I mean,
my problem is like I tried Stranger Week one time on mushrooms. And
well, that's a key part of whatever you're about to say.
And it was back when that show Cosmos was on.
Sure.
So now every time I close my eyes and try to stranger, I hear Neil deGrasse Tyson trying to narrate.
Being like,
and
so I just did my Neil deGrasse Tyson backed out.
That was an excellent, excellent impersonation of it, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's just kind of Siege locking his hand gently around. And it's like, no, stop.
Hey, was that actually good?
What?
That remake that he did of that show?
I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it.
I watched one, I think, and then, you know, I'm not one for shows so much, so.
I was invited over for Cosmos and Chill and watched the Cosmos. Not following through on any of the Chill.
Then you saw her black hole.
And was immediately sucked inside by the force of gravity.
Vegetarius A. Remember 1 year ago, Gravy was too busy. He wasn't paying attention because he was too busy talking to 17 different women on the apps. Yeah.
Didn't pay attention to anything. Just Googled Guinness time and ruined everything.
I think that was, I think that was probably the best. It's probably when he peaked, to be fair. I feel like post-marriage peak, I think that's probably it for you, buddy. Sagittarius A. All right.
All right. Well done. Good job.
Yeah. Like, not that he can't be potentially sort of happy at some point. Oh, no. Oh. Look at that. He's the first person in my... Nope, that's the wrong one. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy. More about that later on the show. Currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza, but to you it's Mr. President of the HOA. Welcome to Brandon from the Internet and his wife slamming down a thing because she's mad at him.
Hi, Cage, love you.
They said, hi, Cage, they love you. I think the first thing you...
So she is mad.
Yeah, no.
She hits you with a pot.
That'd be nice.
Not the type of pot from that one really good episode, but the type that you cook spaghetti noodles in.
Oh, I forgot about that episode.
We've brought stuff back so many times.
Yeah, it's already happened today where we were talking about blimp versus ostrich, which would you rather ride? And I was like, have we talked about that yet? And Steve was like, for a long time. Like, all right.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he told me
we could talk about it again.
I could keep talking about that. That's like it feels like one of those debates that could be very popular online.
Hear me out. It's a blimp, but instead of a person, there's an ostrich as a captain with like a hat and everything, and it's flying the blimp around.
100%. 100%.
This is how you defeat. This is how you bring r/airship and r/airships together, right?
Yeah. Unite them. Sexually together.
Great. I would love if somebody who typing loudly doesn't affect the podcast, look up real quick if r/ostrich is a thing.
Oh.
Because I think it'd be funnier if r/ostrich and r/airship had a fight on the internet.
Both of them very puffed up, you know? It's like, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a note that we put here, Brandon. How are you, first of all? Okay. You well?
I'm fine. The allergies are kicking my butt today.
It's been real bad.
You're not just crying because you got hit with a pot?
Also that.
Oh, it's that too. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the crying out of sadness.
Guys, my birthday was last week. I turned 35.
Yeah, no, we talked about it.
Yeah, no, I know. But we had Jennifer from Kent in town.
Yeah.
Wow, tell her I said what's up.
AKA Mother Brother. Oh. And she you guys want to see her?
Who else lives in Kent?
Some guy named Sean.
Gravy, you know, like a nice divorced my police stepdad? Officer that could
me?
That could bang Brandon's mom.
So my mom made
me weekly visitor. Oh my god! Hold on, sorry, that's unrelated. That's /r/ostrich.
My mom. Oh, okay, not my mom.
Guys, go ahead and keep talking. I'm gonna be looking at ostrich blood.
Yeah,
I got like your joke, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks. But so my mom. What do you guys think? Jennifer from Kent got me for my birthday, for my 35th birthday as a grown adult man.
Oh, this is a great. Hold on, let's not rush into it. First of all, question of the week.
Yeah.
It's the week.
Thank you. Okay, so she's going to get it way wrong and in a weird Kent type way. That's how I feel about this.
Sorry. I won't give hints.
She probably, like, she's like, Brandon loves soccer, so let's get him. I got it. It's a leftover from last year knockoff. No, not knockoff, but like a Sounders jersey for a player that no longer plays on the team.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. I would actually appreciate that. It says Brad Smith on the back. It says Leo Chu.
Hold on. Do we have a breaking news sound effect? Breaking news. Thank you. Breaking news, guys.
That's just the Sports Center sound effect.
This week in breaking news, I was able to save Full 90 Soccer Time podcast as an entity on the internet. I have control of the RSS feed, so if we ever want to do a soccer podcast, it can happen.
Do we ever?
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Every time I think of the theme song for this show that I never listened to, I think of da 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 da. Yeah.
Okay. So what did Mother get Brandon for his birthday? It's a jersey for a player that no longer plays in Seattle. That's my guess.
Siege.
Ah, man, I'm thinking something like a weird meat that you don't eat.
Weird meat
in a sausage form.
I love that.
Okay.
Venison hot dogs.
Okay.
Gravy's like a manicure. Gravy.
Pedicure. We all know that. I'm betting a gift card to a place they don't have in Spokane.
Oh, that'd be funny. No, that would be my father, and also dad brother.
Not Methazard.
No, who got me like a Costco pack of Cold Stone gift cards when they're when I lived 0 mile. I mean, literally, there was no Cold Stones within many miles of me.
Sure. You still got them gift cards? Because like
I still do. Yeah, it's been literally 5 years.
They have like a
listen this way because I know where some Cold Stones are. And I have so many
things myself that I need to send you guys that I've gotten you guys, and they've just I've Cool Keithed them in that I got it for you, but I've kept it for the last year.
It's a regular Keith, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm regular Keith, you guys. I've Keithed you guys. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The thing that my mom made me is she made me this thing.
Did she crochet you an old jersey with the wrong name on it?
Ruined that would be incredible.
With an S. Rui Diaz. Yes.
Lots of bad days. Rui Diaz.
Juan Rui Diaz.
I saw him score a goal in a clip the other day on Instagram, and there was like no people there, and I was like, boy, has he fallen. Anyway, yeah. Love that. Man.
All right, here's the thing that my mom made me.
It's a giant cutout of... Oh!
Yes!
Yes!
Did she crochet you a giant whale?
She crocheted me a massive humpback whale.
I got to be honest. You kind of did her dirty because we talked like she was like an idiot for a while, and then she delivered on the coolest possible.
I mean, wait a second. Look at its face before you start saying that we can't do her dirty.
It's great. As a person who can crochet something like that, me, I think that that's great. She did awesome. Please send her my regards and tell her that I am impressed.
I will.
Also, please don't let her listen to what any of the things we've just said.
But also, tell her I said what's up.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, all right.
She knows.
She knows.
God, can you imagine if Siege banged Brandon's mom?
Oh, I imagine it all the time.
Oh, by the way, Brandon, welcome to Stranger Week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing Stranger Week.
Yeah, you logged in a little late. Siege was talking about building new neural pathways, and somebody who broke his arm, the doctors were like, man, your brain scans are out of control. This is crazy. You're doing so great. And he was like, oh, it's because it's my off arm that broke.
Yeah, he's like, it's cognitive behavioral therapy, but for your off.
And so, if you're going to jork it this week, let's do it with the stranger style, okay? Let's go left-handed.
And, CBHJT.
Cognitive Behavioral HJ Technology.
Therapy. Yeah. Okay.
TT. Okay.
Yeah. So CBBCT.
BBBCT. So if you're going to jork it this week, Brandon, left-handed, please.
Okay.
And it'll be worth $150 instead of just $100.
Oh, interesting.
To completion.
Okay.
I think I don't have the stamina. I probably like to just like get bored and wander off.
Well, Brandon missed it. I can't maintain my thought because Neil deGrasse Tyson is always narrating it every time I go with.
We're not
going to
tell you why either. That's just the problem. Because when Siege uses his left hand, he hears Neil deGrasse Tyson in his mind. Okay.
Okay.
Man, turns out Karen the ostrich has died.
Oh no! Is that the one?
She was killed by a Zeppelin.
She was piloting it, to be fair, and ostriches have no business piloting an airship. But, what? I have to allow ads? Get out of here. I'm not doing that. Never mind. R.I.P. Karen. You're dead.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, how about we come right back and we'll do This Week in Dreams. Sound good?
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I took the drug.
Oops. Can't stop. Got wrong buttons.
Now, Brandon, did you watch the video that we made?
I went and voted on it.
Brandon, who would you rather be kissed by from the podcast? You or Siege?
I mean,
that's the real question of the week.
I definitely read the question wrong. because I feel like I would choose. Now that I know what the question actually is, I feel like I would choose. I did vote for Siege, but I think I'd vote for myself, because how often could you? This goes back to like Blimp versus Ostrich.
I would choose Ostrich, and I voted you, even though we've already.
Well, I would vote me because, like, if it was like a Make-A-Wish type thing, it's like, man, I could only. Like, this is the only time I can get kissed by myself.
So you want to make a wish? You're like, well, I'm dying of cancer. If only I could say myself. That'd be awesome.
I mean, if that's the only way it can happen, is all I'm saying. It's like, Blimp versus Ostrich, it's more likely.
Why do you have to put those, like, parameters on? We can clone you. We have the technology.
This is the worst Make-A-Wish I think ever.
Oh, ouch, man. I feel like there's worse Make-A-Wishes than getting kissed by me.
No.
See, if I had a Make-A-Wish,
you is the problem.
I would. Yeah. If I had a Make-A-Wish, I would pick you.
That'd be fine. Dude, yeah.
If some kid dying of cancer was like, hey, my Make-A-Wish is that you clone my body, who by the way, is also sick and dying of cancer.
Cancer at all.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to go a different place with that. If some kid was dying of cancer, you would.
And he wanted to kiss me.
Hey, technically, my clone would only be less than a year old, so it's fine.
I mean, the votes are still open, which I'm surprised we got any at all.
This raises an interesting question. If a baby came out looking like a full-grown man, is it still a baby?
There's a great song by Shellac, and it's all about that. It's like, I was born wearing pants. Be prepared. I was born with $20 in my pocket. Be prepared. It's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was born already bald. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's a Shellac moment for you on Dirt Dog Plus. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm horrified. Brandon, that video that you sent is terrifying. It's absolutely incredibly.
It made him feel things he didn't want to feel.
Let's go behind the scenes here. There's a video of Siege one morning just sends us all a video of him in the shower. As weird as it sounds.
It's a pretty regular thing, if we're being honest.
And then he just does a into the camera, okay? And then he's like, I expect you guys to respond to this. Now, I have been drinking, so I just responded from where I'm sitting in my studio. Brandon waited till the next morning and got in the shower, and then he did, like, it's like the I don't know how to describe it. It's like,
yeah, you do. You described it pretty in depth.
Go on. How did I describe it?
I don't want to say what you described.
I don't
remember. Is it going to hurt my feelings? It won't hurt my feelings.
No, it's very sexy. It was very sexy. Yeah.
It's great, but it is uncomfortable what you did.
Greg got a nervous boner.
I feel like I just did what Siege did. I didn't think it came across any different.
I don't know. Like, it's like, all I can describe is it's smoky.
I was going for dead inside.
No,
it was less dead inside as more of there's something within me that you are about to unleash upon us.
I'll show you dead inside is what it said.
Yeah.
Cognitive behavioral HJT.
Smoldering? Yeah, gravy, that's a good
one. Smoldering, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It was smoldering. And so it made me uncomfortable, but then I was like, oh, I should giggle to that as if I was having a funny dream. And then, like, so the three of us all delivered insanely different performances, and it was incredible. And then Siege went back and changed his to be a little bit more competitive with Brandon.
I literally said to my boss the next morning that I was late to work because I had to reshoot a shower scene. that, I said that my buddy's was way gayer than mine, and I was jealous.
What kind of feedback? What kind of analytics are we getting on that one right now?
We've gotten a lot of shares. A lot of people are sharing it.
Oh, no.
Not a lot of people are commenting on it.
How many people have agreed to the collaboration that you proposed?
Nobody. I was waiting for you.
Even I was like, I don't know. To be fair, also, I went out to the bar on whatever day, and my friends were like, so how was Spokane? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, didn't you go to Spokane? And I was like, no. They're like, well, you posted feet pics from Spokane. And I was like, God damn it, Siege.
We've got one real comment on our video so far from today.
Yeah. Which
there's still time if you want to get in.
This is the friend I was with when we would that called me out on being in Spokane, just so you know.
This is our good friend Leslie in Seattle. She says, guys.
Full stop.
That's it. Which I responded is exactly the correct response.
Yeah. Yeah. It is both a description and a reaction.
I got to tell you, when my family inevitably sees this, they are not going to know what to do. It's going to be...
They're going to be like, why are you letting people film me while you sleep?
They're going to be like, I'll be like, no, I made my child do it.
Oh, even better.
And they're going to be like, those... on the West Coast. I had it, guys. Oh, this is crazy. Siege, this week in dreams.
Oh. Wait.
That's it. That's all we need.
I'll send you the short one.
Yeah.
I had a dream. This is what, for once, we're actually going to deliver. I had a dream last night that I ran into my family and they had become full creationists. And I like just mocked them like offensively mocked them for being stupid. I was like, are you actually stupid? And we had like a huge fight over creationism. And then I woke up and my dog was asleep across my legs and I was like very hot. So I had also been drinking.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I actually had a dream where I was like yelling at my family for being too Republican.
Was that cathartic for you? Or do you need to do it in real life?
Good.
No, nothing means anything in real life. You know what I mean? Like it's like
sure, yeah.
I'm just at the bus stop waiting for the death bus to show up. Like it doesn't.
You should go do that in real life. Then you should go yell at your family.
Can we all go do that as a show? Like,
just send them this clip. Like here you go, losers. I woke up and I was like, I'd feel bad if my brother Scott. Knew how much I thought he was an idiot. And I was like, oh, you can actually just not tell him that. And then I recorded it on the internet and here we are. So, yeah.
Anyway. Make sure I'll CC him on this.
Okay. I have a note here and I don't know what to do with it or what it means. So I figured I would just share and then Brandon, you could react. You might even remember this. It says, etymology of the word hockey. For Brandon. Does anyone know what that means?
Yes. You remember Brandon?
We were talking about
Seattle Kraken moving to OKC.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I posited that would be hilarious if it they would moved be. after 5 seasons they've had one playoff appearance and then if Seattle just gave up on them and they moved the team and it ended up in Oklahoma City, that would be very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just changing the name to HOKCEY.
Yeah. But it got me thinking about I think about words a lot and the
you're quick-witted with words.
I think a lot of words are dumb.
Exactly what Greg just said.
Like it, yeah. No, I'm a word guy, and it means that it's
bad.
Like, yeah, word bad. There's like it's, certain
has
like
egg is bird.
Bird is word. Word is bird.
Whoa. Word have egg.
Word have egg.
Okay, sorry everybody. Brandon, so you think words are dumb?
I think some words are dumb. Like, there's one particular word that I have a big issue with, and it's the word hearing.
The word huge.
I have a problem with that because huge is relative.
Oh, God. Hold on. Time out.
What I'm trying to say is my relative is huge.
Methazard, huge.
Big guy.
Last week's episode where we talked about everyone bringing in a gourd of what they think my wiener looks like is one of the funniest premises I've ever heard. Please don't do that, but also that is so funny.
Next week, everybody go shopping this week.
Off air, remind me to tell you, I did something I'm not proud of, but that made me feel better.
he put his dick next to a pumpkin.
Next to.
It feels
great.
It's not a fleshlight. It's a flesh plant. A fleshkin.
A
fleshkini.
Hey, you're a guy who likes words. What? How do you combine glory hole and jack o' lantern at the same time?
Jack o' hole.
Jack o' hole.
It's a gordy hole.
Gordy hole. Gordy hole. Okay. Anyway, Brandon, you like words.
Yeah, so I have a problem with the word hearing because it's like, what are we going to do? We're going to hear this person. What should we call it? A hearing. It sounds like for something so official that we have in the government, we should have a better word than hearing. But all we do is...
We didn't have the technology to make better words back when that was created.
It's like every time the president gives a speech, we should call it a talking or a speaking.
It's a speeching.
It is literally like I'm giving a speech. I'm giving words. I'm giving you words. So hockey is one of those, like, we in soccer, right? They'll call it football. And then the short version of that is footy, right? Yeah. Let's say we go play footy. So hockey, I'm trying to think, is where did that come? I was wondering, well, where
hocker?
Did that? Hocker?
Yeah. Soccer was association soccer, and they just called it.
It was called hooker skating.
So hooker skating. Association ice.
It was skating. Association.
An association of hookers. And then they called it hockey.
Okay. Hookers beating each other with sticks, punching each other until their teeth fell out.
Yes. Yeah. They should have called it gummy.
And what would we eat?
Right. Well, a poutine? Maybe that's why poutine's so soggy.
Poutine?
It's hard to chew without teeth. You don't need teeth to chew it. Yeah, that's what it is.
Shout outs to comedian Ari Shaffir, who accidentally...
Oh, poutine.
Oh, I caught it! Oh, wow!
Karate!
You have never been more black belt in your life.
The Karate Kid! Oh, my God! Oh, should have screenshot that right there.
We'll go back. It'll be fine.
We should call karate punchy.
Punchati.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the etymology for the word hockey, and what is that short for? Because a footy is,
hawk, like think about when you hawk, like what is hawked?
Hawk a loogie. Okay. All right. Short name is hockey.
What things
Why
are hocked?
Why is it called hockey?
Yes, thank you.
Let Brandon type. I like it when he types.
Okay, hockey likely originates from the Middle French word.
We don't even know.
Likely? What is this, Gemini?
I thought this said shepherd's but it says shepherd's crook. Okay.
Same thing.
Referring to the curved stick used in early stick and ball games with the first recorded use in 1527.
Oh, because it probably started as like land hockey or field hockey, right?
As a surnom.
Yeah.
It has English origins relating to individuals living near marshy lands, particularly in Somerset, or as a derivative of Germanic name. Oh.
Boo. I like the prostitutes fighting each other.
Yeah, it's definitely prostitutes on ice. That is where it comes from. By the way. Taco hole.
Why does Prostitutes on Ice sound like it's something that's coming to the Spokane Arena this summer?
I was going to say.
It doesn't come to the big cities. It only comes to the B cities.
We do get like the traveling arena shows. So you
think you can come back to life, bitch? I don't think so.
Dude, double
get
tap.
Back in the George Foreman.
we'll get the monster
that was a good
trucks
callback siege. I'm sorry, that was a good one.
We'll
talk about cooking my dog in a George Foreman grill alive. Just say no, Brandon.
That would smell so bad. I'm all about it, except for how bad it would smell.
Well, we're going to get a very large one also, and then we'll just get an exhaust fan or something. I don't know.
What would you call a large George Foreman?
George Foreman.
Gorge Five Man, by the way.
I'm so glad that for once I got one. That's so good.
Can we get the hamburger update, by the way?
Excuse me? The what? The hamburglar?
the hand burglar.
Oh, I watched some NASCAR yesterday, Siege.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So,
hey, I've got a question. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead,
ask me a question.
Long show. When we talked about picking a NASCAR driver, did we do that like on recording or just like behind the scenes? Was that
Master Cheeks Theater moment? I'm pretty sure
Master Butt Theater.
Yeah, we might have to
just
like
Master Butt Theater now.
We might have to look that up because you definitely were like, you should follow. This is your NASCAR driver, and then he's won like five races this season.
Yeah.
And so then Talladega won, like, was this weekend, and you were like texting us about it, and I was definitely ignoring that. But then I was like, my child left and my life felt empty and alone, so I turned on NASCAR.
as one does.
As soon as I turned it on, there was like a 30-car wreck, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then I got disappointed in NASCAR because what is this? Like, I know it's been 10-plus years of this, but they drive for like 40 laps, and then they take a little nap, and then they come back out and drive 40 more laps? Like, what is this?
Well, they're doing it in stages. They're trying
know,
to make. Yeah,
but it's
I
like,
know.
But it's like you're supposed
trying
to use
trying to be like the Tour de France.
You're supposed to do crystal meth and stay awake the whole time. And like,
well, see what the one thing I can assure you now is that Michael B. Jackson and Denny Hamlin, their race team, they sued NASCAR this year and won.
Mm.
And so there have been a lot of changes going on. And just this week, they announced a new CEO, a new COO. They got rid of.
Now, you said like, Michael B. Jackson. I think you're talking about the actual Michael Jordan.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Michael B. Jackson is actually Michael Jordan for anyone.
Correct. Yes. So, yes, Michael Jackson is dead. Michael B. Jackson is alive, and he is Michael Jordan.
Great.
So he and Denny Hamlin, my favorite driver, co-own a race team.
Did that mean Michael B. Jordan's now Michael C. Fox?
Michael H. Fox.
Michael H. J. Fox.
Yes! That'd be a good one. A lot of motion.
Hold on. My favorite driver now, can you guess who my favorite driver now is?
Hamburglar.
Is it the Hamburglar?
Michael C. Jordan.
It's Denny Hamlin.
Yes!
I've come full circle.
Yes!
It sounds like a sex thing, but it's not. I just... it's like
it
I
is also.
You come full circle.
Thank you. Past tense, thank you.
Correct.
I'm not actively doing that with my left hand. It's not stranger danger
right
now.
Wait, what's the Hamburglar's actual name?
Tyler
Fitzgerald
Reddick.
Or something?
Okay. Oh, Tyler Reddick.
Fitzgerald. He also dressed like Luigi.
I definitely had to look him up. I know what number he is. He's 45. But
correct.
I had to look him up during the race to be like, who am I supposed to root for again? And I was like,
wait, who's number? Who's 23? Who's wearing the? Who's driving the Michael Jordan car?
Bubba Wallace. Well, the Michael Jordan cars are 23, 45, and then they have.
Wait! You're telling me Michael Jordan or Michael C. Fox or whatever we're calling him,
Michael B. Jackson.
telling me that he bought the number 23 car?
Hell yeah, he did.
That makes
sense.
That's
incredible.
Yeah.
Let Jimmy Johnson drive it once. Come on, you cowards. Anyway.
That'd be nice.
let his own drive it once. Come on.
He gets his own. It's the 33.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We've talked really about Jackal Hole, prostitutes on ice, the Gorge Foreman Grill, and now NASCAR. I'm exhausted. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, more Nerd Talk Plus.
And al dente poutine.
And al dente poutine. I don't... Gross. That's when the french fries aren't cooked enough, I guess. For those with teeth. Is that what the Nine Inch Nails album is about? That's awesome.
What about Nine Inch Noise, al dente?
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. So this week, Meta, you know, Zuckerberg, who wants to have his own
Metazard.
Did you read Metazard? It's amazing. That's awesome. That really derailed me. I'm having no time. Last week, Zuckerberg was talking about making an AI bot, like a that could show up to meetings and like encourage people to do well and stuff like that, which sounds like the corniest, lamest crap he's ever done, right? This week, they went full turn and they announced that they plan to beam solar energy captured in space back down to Earth to power their energy-thirsty data centers.
Oh, my God.
All I could think of was Zuckerberg is going to be chasing humans with a laser death ray, trying to like zap us like ants running around on the Earth while I was eight.
I think the only like bad, I mean, I've seen a lot of bad sci-fi films, but one of the only ones that's like really stuck with me throughout my entire life is a movie called The Core. I think we've maybe talked about it on real quick. Has Greg seen a film?
Sort
the
of.
Core.
It's a part of it.
Okay.
It's better than not.
The plot is the Earth has stopped spinning.
Yeah.
And they're going to... And so, therefore, the atmosphere is deteriorating. And so the solution, and I remember specifically what happens is a ray of sun, the sun.
A gay of sun, more like.
Melts the Golden Gate Bridge. and so their solution is that they're going to drill down to the center of the Earth to nuke the core of the
Sounds
planet.
Sounds good.
To,
perfect.
To nuke the Earth back into spinning.
Are you telling me Americans came up with this plot?
Yeah. Yeah. Specifically Two-Face from Batman. Yeah. What's that guy's name again?
Two-Face.
For some reason, I want to call him Lee Harvey Oswald, but I know that's wrong.
Tommy Lee Jones.
No. It's like, what
Aaron
is it?
Something.
Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm pretty sure.
And Aaron Oswald is probably his actual name.
No. Eckhart.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart. That's his name.
Okay. So anyway, I feel like, but the way that you said what Zuckerberg is going to do makes me think that that's what's going to happen. But
he's going to
nuke
the center of the Earth.
No, he's going to beam the sun rays down to destroy the Golden Gate Bridge. What really is going to happen is what you just described was solar powered energy, is what it just sounded like.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's
I'm going to capture the power of the sun to use it to power the. I'm like, yeah, that's solar. Those are solar panels.
See, what's
that you're talking
really going to happen is he's going to have a bunch of youths that work for him.
Goddamn youths.
And they're going to redirect. They're going to secret program the military satellite that's beaming it down to go to Mark Zuckerberg's house, where they're going to have a giant bowl of unpopped popcorn in there. And the beams are going to blast right through the window, and all the popcorn is going to blow up and explode the house.
Val Kilmer is going to be part of it. His estate is going to give the thumbs up to reanimate him with AI because they're into that.
Hell yes. Yeah. Here we go. Has Greg seen a film? Real genius.
Seen it like a million times.
Yes. Best movie ever.
Okay, really,
we need to have that movie night.
What?
Need to have a movie night. Everybody just gets together in our jammies with a special pillow and a stuffed animal. Brandon can bring his brand new crocheted humpback whale, and we can watch Real Genius together.
We can play Strangers together, and then we're
yes.
I just want to be clear that there was a time in my life where on a Saturday afternoon when I was sad and lonely and I would turn on the television, you could just find movies like The Core that would just be on because no one wants to watch that, but it doesn't cost a lot. And then TNT would be like, we're going to show you the same 11 commercials over the next 3.5 hours of this movie that's only 91 minutes. And I'd sit through the whole thing.
What's your 100%. if you think back to a movie that was always on TV
old
when
school.
You turned on the TV is old school for you? That's your movie. What about you, Siege? That you just felt like it was always on every time you turned on the TV.
God, man, that's
depends
hard.
On what station you watch. Because like,
station regardless. Just when you think of that, what's the first movie that pops to your mind? Old school.
Like when I was young, honestly, it was Godzilla because we had. The channels that would just show the episodes over and over and over. There's like, 35 of them? So we would see that. I'd get like a different one every week. Oh, God, we're so good at that, Greg.
Gravy, what's your movie?
I have a feeling it's like Shawshank Redemption.
Mm. Oh, that is a good one. I feel like that and The Green Mile were probably always on.
Never saw that.
See, you're younger though. I mean, like I had like a lot of James Bond and a lot of Godzilla. It was all those two.
Mine, every time I turn the TV on, I've never seen this movie in full, but I've seen every part of the movie at different times out of order. Pearl Harbor.
Wait, which one? are there multiple ones?
No, I'm pretty sure. No, I think the reason you think
is
because
Ben Affleck in one.
Because when it came out on VHS, it was so long. It was such a long movie that they had to release it on tube VHSs.
That's just so Blockbuster could bone you, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But Pearl Harbor. So I still to this day I don't think I've watched the entire Pearl Harbor in one sitting.
Oh,
that and what was what's Saving the one Private with Ryan Josh was Hartnett. The other one that was always on.
Bad Boys? Bad Boys 2?
Oh, Bad Boys is another one that's always on.
Bad Boys 2 was like always on.
Oh, here's another one for you. Fifth Element was always on.
Yes. Fifth Element is still always on.
Fifth Element was always on.
I love Fifth Element.
God, that was so good, dude.
Yeah.
It was like way ahead of its time.
Chris Evans.
What?
I'm pretty sure this is a very deep callback to the one time where I'm pretty sure I call Chris Tucker Chris Rock. And now
Ruby Rod!
Oh my God. Chris, man, that was so good with Chris Tucker on that.
What's Gary? What's his name?
Gary Oldman? Gary Oldman?
I always call him Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Gary Foreman? Gary B. Foreman?
I did not know that Gary B. Oldman was, which is Gary Boldman. I did not know that he was the same person as, like, the guy from Harry Potter and stuff like that. He was such a unique character in that, and he's such a great actor in it that it was amazing. That was crazy. Yeah.
You know what he also likes?
What's that?
Stop.
He does.
I knew that was coming, but it's still.
I watched that interview. It's Colbert. They just like, they super, not superimposed, but they played farts behind all of his like classic films and they played it to him as if it was serious. And then Gary Oldman, Gary B. Oldman, lost it, crying, laughing. He thought the farts were so funny.
I like that. I like that for him.
Makes me love it even more.
Can you imagine if you had a typo typing Gary Oldman, you just typed gay old man?
No, I can't imagine that.
What if I accidentally did that in Google right now?
You know what? I'm going to save the last story for next week, and we'll actually do more than one Nerd Talk story next week.
What?
We did 27 seconds about Meta, and then I started making fart jokes. So we're at that part of the show where we switch to our favorite guessing game, my third favorite guessing game. It's time for Guinness Time. T- Damn, that's a tongue, dog. What are you doing? What's up? Sorry, this is now just me, like, being thirsty.
Do share.
No.
Listen, as the show's intimacy coordinator, I demand that you share.
I refuse. Guinness World... This is called Guinness Time, where you... What was that picture you just sent? That's really good. This is a part of the show called Guinness Time where we guess Guinness World Records to see who's the closest Price is Right style without going over. Last week's winner, I'm guessing, was Siege. Sounds about right.
Yes. I think I actually did win.
Most pull-ups in 24 hours, male. Most pull-ups, and he's doing them correctly with the hands this way, not a chin-up, but a pull-up, in 24 hours, male. It's a Mexican. Siege, you get to go first. No, wait, I don't like when Siege goes first, actually. Gravy, you're first.
5,300.
5,300, says Gravy.
In a day?
In a day, in 24 hours.
He's also Mexican, so he's going to kill it.
I can do one right now. If, yeah, probably. No, I'm probably too fat to do one, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Wait. Can we do a Guinness time for how fat is Greg?
I don't know. I've stopped weighing myself because I was so embarrassed by how fat I've gotten. So I could probably do one if it was important.
If it was important?
Yeah.
If Ladybug's life depended on it?
No.
No.
he's about to put her in a George Foreman.
George Foreman grill.
He's about to put her in a Gorge 5 man.
5,300 says Gravy. Siege.
42 billion.
We're going to mute Siege for the rest of this game. And then Brandon. No.
1,500.
With 12,345.
What? I was so close. I was closer than everybody else.
Incorrect. In this case, Zapata of Mexico did 12,000 plus pull-ups in 24 hours. Congratulations.
His name is Ricky Shu.
Sean, Tasty Gravy, not Gervin.
Ricky Shu. You guys, I found the... Look at the best use of the sticker of Greg's
face.
Dude,
I've
just...
been watching it. I've been watching as you've been doing it, sticker
I'm
by sticker.
I'm trying to put on a
sticker.
Show, so that's Greg. What I know. I saw it's amazing, okay. But it's...
It's almost a bubble.
It's like a gurgle.
It's almost a secret bubble. It kind of looks like a shrimp or some other type of like a sea creature.
Oh, it kind of does, like a mollusk.
Longest bicycle.
Oh, good. What? Good one.
This is longest bicycle. It's a team of people that they're probably Dutch based on these names. Since one
lots
guy's name
vans.
Is Joost and Vermeeren and yeah.
Wait, we have a Ricky Shoes and then
it's their Dutch. Longest bicycle. Gravy.
Yeah.
120 feet.
120 feet says Gravy. What'd you say, Siege?
Wait, was it ridden?
Yeah, it's being ridden, yeah.
It was just a bicycle they just made and left there. 69 pumpkins.
Oh,
that's
good question. That's good.
That's about 800 feet. Okay,
diameter,
800 feet.
How many pumpkins did
it go? Stop. It's 13 inches times whatever
it is. That's 897 inches. It's about 74 and a half feet.
74 and a half feet. Okay.
Yeah.
They're about a foot each, just for the record. What did you say? 69 pumpkins?
They're 13 inches.
69 pumpkins.
Yeah.
What
if I wanted to do radius?
Settle down, everybody. Okay, Brandon? Longest bicycle?
400 feet.
What did you say, Siege? 69
pumpkins.
Feet, basically. And Gravy, what did you say? One something? Feet.
120, I think I said. 130. Yeah.
With the second point on the board. Longest bicycle, 180 feet, 11 inches by
That's
a team
stupid.
Of dead people.
That's stupid. That's not long. That's not very long.
I was
long.
Still closer.
Okay, that's pretty long.
Looks like a train.
It doesn't get right. Freaking work, so whatever. Yeah. Stop giving me sound. I don't want sound, you stupid thing. God damn it.
That was only on 2 wheels.
Wow. Do they ride with a bunch of clogs that clip in?
Yeah, clipping clogs, definitely. Yeah.
That's
definitely what that is.
That's what you need for your next birthday.
Tell me the age of the
SPD
oldest
clogs.
Tell me the age of the oldest ever doctor.
Oh.
Oldest ever doctor, a neurologist who was paying people extra money for the stranger treatment.
and then tell me the age of the oldest ever person sued for malpractice.
where are they from?
That's very funny. I don't know, it doesn't say. Oldest ever doctor. I'll give you a hint. White.
China? What?
Yeah. White guy.
Oh, he's German.
It seems likely.
There's some stuff that was going on there before, huh?
I don't know. It's pretty ambiguous what nationality he is, if I'm being honest. Oldest ever doctor. He retired in December of 2025. No. He retired in October of 2025 and then died in December of 2025.
So. Oh, no. The only doctor that could save him was himself. We need you to come back for one last job. The patient is you.
Next week after Fat Bachelor.
old doctor.
Old dead doctor.
Old dead doctor.
Gravy, oldest ever doctor.
96.
96.
Page Dr. Old Man.
I like that Gravy guess that Dr. Old Man was
Gary
the reverse
B.
69. Back to back, Brandon. That's a back to back 69.
Face
okay?
to butt.
Yeah.
Face to butt.
No, it's back to back. It's not face to butt. It's
back. It's that's a 99. No, that's just spooning.
What kind of spooning do you do? How tall is Cage?
A 99? It's just two people.
Greg doing the math up in the air. Is it like 9 to the 9th power?
I need my whiteboard.
It's to the power of 6. Like, it has to be, you have to like swap them.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Gravy said something.
He said 96.
Yeah.
92.
Well, completing the sweep for the first time in 2026. Congratulations to Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin for guessing Dr. Howard Tucker.
Hardly even know her.
Was 103 years old.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah,
died. Wait, okay. Wait. So, listen, this guy died in what, 2025? Let's say he'd been a doctor since he was 30. Okay,
sure.
Like 13. Completed med school.
Yeah.
Doogie Howser. 1800s.
Yeah. So, okay, so you go, so he died at 108. Say he got his license at 28. So he is licensed for 70 years. Is that math
right? He was born in 1913, right?
80
years. No, 19,
wow.
1912.
He would have been licensed
1912, and so yeah, he would have been licensed from let's add 28 to that, so that's 40, right?
He got his license in the Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly. He was if he was German,
the medication.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The way that medicine
that guy's
changed,
used leeches.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy prescribed
that
a hand job
that guy was
and cocaine.
Doing your,
yeah. That when guy he got was his license,
your,
they didn't know what DNA was.
Yeah. They were doing your X-rays and they were being like, and he was like, "What are those?" And they're like, "Those are bones, sir." He's like, "Oh yeah.
That's where we attach the leeches." Yeah.
Right. Wild.
Congratulations to Siege on his big victory tonight.
Thank you guys. Thanks.
Oh, well, that brings us to another very heady show. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? Featuring Here to School Us at the End, featuring, what's your name? Gravy.
uh, Siege, you're going to be sponsoring your own NASCAR driver, the actual Hamburglar.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then, Greg, following your karate win over the bug, you're going to up Stranger Week to $200.
Yeah! Oh,
whoa!
And then, Brandon, he messed up his Make-A-Wish request so bad that he got his own eye cancer cured by his own clone.